Bullying isn't just for children. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brandi Schwarz, associate professor in the Department of Physical Therapy at the University of North Texas Health Science Center, discusses the effects of workplace bullying in higher education.
The term bullying generally conjures up thoughts of children on the playground. But unfortunately, it's rampant among adults in the workplace as well, and settings of higher education are no exception. Workplace bullying is defined as repeated, health-harming mistreatment by one or more perpetrators and can include verbal abuse, threats, intimidation, and humiliation, which reduces productivity. An estimated 30 million American workers have been or are now being bullied at work, and another 30 million have witnessed it. In higher education settings, between 23 and 62% of people report experiencing or witnessing these behaviors. The presence of these negative acts in academic programs has significant implications for faculty, staff, and students. Experiencing or just observing bullying can cause turnover, disengagement, lost productivity, and mental health issues, including stress and anxiety. When uncivil behaviors are part of an organization's social norms, new employees are at risk of assimilating into the organization's culture. If workplace behaviors of faculty are uncivil, students may witness or be the targets of these behaviors and internalize them as social norms in their field. The explicit curriculum promotes professional guidelines and ethics that dictate such actions as unacceptable. However, for students learning in these types of environments, it becomes implicit curriculum. As a result, the risk extends beyond higher education into the future workplaces and communities where these students land. Workplace bullying causes harm and violates norms of mutual respect, in turn disrupting faculty relationships and contaminating the educational environment for students.
That was Brandi Schwarz of the University of North Texas Health Science Center. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.